Hey, and that was a band called the Earl Brothers with a tune called Hard Times on the Road. And before that, we heard Barb Wire, a band from the Southeast, and their tune called Charlie Walker. Here on American Pastimes, live in the studio, if I get my act together here, we have got the Sweetwater String Band, and they're going to be appearing tonight at the Chico Women's Club, and that, of course, is in Chico, California, where we originate the KZFR broadcast from, and it's going to be a benefit for the Aqua Alliance, and that's the North Valley's advocate for water sensibility, and, of course, water is a key issue in the West, and that should be a good show for a good cause. And so, guys, you're all here, all four of you, and let me tell you that we've got a cello, we've got a bass, we've got a mandolin, and we've got a guitar. And that's a kind of unique combination of instruments for bluegrass. So tell me about yourself. Someone step forward and lean down and give us the details.
Well, we started in the Eastern Sierra back in, I guess, 2009, 2008, somewhere in there. And been playing music, touring around the West, California and Oregon and Washington and Colorado, and just been touring regionally. We were just at Strawberry. I don't know. We play a lot of original stuff and just have fun, I guess.
Just have fun. And so where'd the cello come from? How did that get into a bluegrass band?
I was classically trained as a kid growing up, and then didn't like playing classical music really that much, so I eventually got around to writing my own songs and got convinced to try to play bluegrass with the cello, and just kind of came up with my own way of doing that, I guess.
No Yo-Yo Ma influences there?
No. I mean, I listened to some of that stuff, but I didn't think I would ever do it. You know,
so. So how did you guys form?
We all used to live in Mammoth Lakes, California. Over there on the eastern side of the Sierra Nevada mountains, and we got conned into doing a weekly gig at a bar every Wednesday night for about a year, and the bar was on the same block as where I lived, so it was very convenient for us to go there every week and play, and we just kept playing and found ourselves having a better and better time, and we've kept it going over the years, even though we're geographically challenged and now scattered all over the West.
Yeah,
that's where we came from. The band Sweetwater String Band, named after the Sweetwater Mountains there on the Nevada-California border, outside of Bridgeport.
Nate, a lovely, wonderful place, great place. So why don't you give us a taste of some of your creativity?
Great. Well, we do have a CD that we have out there called River of Rhymes, and this is a song off that I wrote. Speaking to trying to find a middle ground in this unfortunate divided political world we live in, and it's called What Goes Up. Thank you. must come down. Must come now. Act like the end of the world is just moments away. But I feel like I just now woke up to a brand new day. We may not see eye to eye, but are we really all that different? 'Cause what goes up yet must come down, must come down. Just a left or right. So do we really have to choose between two roads that only seem to divide? Do we really have to choose? 'Cause what goes up yet must come down, must come down.
Sweetwater String Band in the studio here at KZFR. That was awesome. That was really awesome. So tell me about your CD. Where can you get it?
You can get it most directly from us tonight at the Chico Women's Club. Come talk to us, and we'd love for you to take one home with you. But it's also on the internet out there. It's on iTunes and Spotify and CD Baby and our website, sweetwaterstringband.com. And yeah, we're real proud of it. It's got all original music and a bunch of great tunes that we're real proud of and we like to play. So
yeah, well, what kind of inspiration does it take for you guys to come up with a tune? Where do they come from?
Well, I guess we, like with that one, you know, Scott's kind of singing about finding middle ground and coming together in common ground and how, you know, trying to open your mind to other people's ideas, and so I think we tune into, you know, political issues and current events, as well as more universal things like missing home or traveling or something like that, you know, drinking, things like that.
All the other important things.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
So What else do you have for us to play?
Should we do Flood?
Yeah.
This is a song that deals with some issues about urban life and water and stuff like that.
Pretty sweet.
Water.
For Sweetwater. Yeah, exactly, exactly. So again, Sweetwater String Band going to be at the Chico Women's Club this evening at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:45. And I'm just blown away. I just love the sound. It's got depth, and it's got, and the lyrics are actually very killer. It's nice to have musicians who actually can play their instruments and actually create lyrics that fit in well, because quite often you get the virtuosos and the lyrics are just not always there, but this was quite different. Who does most of the songwriting for the lyrics?
Dave and I kind of split the duty. This is Scott talking on the mandolin, and I write roughly half of the songs, and Dave writes roughly half the songs, Dave on the cello, and then we kind of come with ideas together with the rest of the band, with Jeff here on the guitar and Pat on the bass, and get together in a room and work for hours and hours and hours trying to take the initial idea and kind of flesh it out.
So does it usually start with lyrics? and then the music comes later, or?
By the time that Dave or I bring a song to the table, usually the lyrics are pretty dialed in, and a melody, and then sometimes the band together will come up with introductions and exits and bridges and all sorts of fun things in between.
Mm-hmm. Do you jam a lot?
We play a lot of songs that where lyrics are kind of front and center, but we balance that with in the right circumstances you'll see us stretch things out quite a bit.
Yeah, we recently had the pleasure to have Joe Craven join us at a festival stage, and so all of a sudden we had percussion, and then we had a didgeridoo player who's a good friend of ours, and yeah, we stretched that one into like a 12-minute jam. So it just did when the opportunity strikes, I guess.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, inspiration is all around. Yeah. So, well, how about one more before you head off to relax before your gig tonight?
Yeah. Million Miles?
Yeah, let's do that. Here's another one off this CD we have. The CD is called River of Rhymes, and this is the last track called A Million Miles that I wrote back a bunch of years ago when I had to leave the state of California and really missed this beautiful state and the beautiful mountains and the beautiful people here, and wrote this song for about that experience that I'm sure many people out there share.
Pretend that
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you so much. Sweetwater String Band tonight at the Chico Women's Club, and their CD is available all over the web. So check them out. And at their website, is it Sweet?
It's sweetwaterstringband.com,
of course. And thanks for lugging your instruments up the four flights to.
You have an elevator. It's nice.
It is nice. Especially when you don't have little tiny instruments, but you got a couple big ones, bass, cello, to go with the mandolin and guitar.
Yeah, we made the mandolin player walk.
I took the stairs.
Yes, it's only right. Yeah. So, hopefully some of our listeners will show up tonight and make some purchases. And if you don't like the music, which is hard to fathom, then at least go for the cause. It is a benefit, a partial benefit for the Aqua Alliance, the North Valley's advocate for water sensibility. And, you know, in California, where there is a drought, along with the rest of the world, we are particularly challenged. And the Aqua Alliance is one local organization that addresses those issues on a daily basis. So tonight at the Chico Women's Club, show starts at 8, doors open at 7:45, the Sweetwater String Band. And let's get back into some American pastimes music with the Grass Cats. Yeah.